God will take you when he's ready. Granny will be there. Uncle Thorpe will be there. There'll be a rejoicing, Mama. I feel her breathing with my body. Our breaths even into one another until hers catches and she lets loose a ragged, empty cough. I start to hum so soft, I don't even know if Mama can hear it. I rock her until I don't even recognize songs in my sounds I make. I think maybe she joins me, but when I finally stop, it's just hospital noises I hear. Mama, are you okay? I ask. She still doesn't answer, but her hand finds mine around her waist. She squeezes once and lets go. When Sheila and Samuel walk in the door, I've already got my backpack zipped up, and I'm strapping my pillow to the side. Mama's eyes shift from me to sweet little Sheila, who's rubbing on her arm, asking if she'd like a song. Dee comes in just as I'm saying goodbye. You're leaving? Dee says. We got to get back to work, I tell her. She stands there, looking confused, still holding on to her purse, but she hugs me back when I squeeze her neck. I go to Mama and bend down and wrap her up. She feels so small, like a tiny bird. I press every bit of her into me for as long as I can. Teeny, Mama whispers. Thank you. I'm sorry, Mama, I say, and I go. As I make my way past the nurse's station to the elevator, I hear the saints' voices starting up. Dee joins them. The harmony they make is beautiful. I feel it moving along my arms and into my spine and down my legs. For a long time, I thought harmony was just people using air and vibrations at the same time. I thought that once the singing stopped, it might as well have never even started. But when the heavy hospital doors close behind me, there is a ringing in my chest like a song. I close the door to my truck, and later when I cross the state line, I can still feel the voices. They carry me home.